It's Jeffrey Peel here from Oxford Economics, and I'm at the BLED Strategic Forum in Slovenia. I'm with Suzanne Hill, who's an honorary consul for Slovenia. Suzanne, we've just been in the session there. She's been to the opening session, really, and panel discussion. What did you think of it?
I thought there were some interesting perspectives, particularly on the issue of renewable energy and very forthright commitment from Puneet Kaur of India that going forward India's renewable energy of choice will be solar power. I also thought that there were some very interesting perspectives from the speaker from Brazil, who is Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, Antonio de Aguiar. He raised some very interesting points about how undemocratic it was to not include other smaller nations and emerging nations in definition of policy going forward.
I sense there's a lot of discussion about governance, and I sense that some of these nations, or the spokespeople for these nations, were a bit miffed that they were being squeezed out of the sort of global power play. Did you get that impression?
Yes, I would totally agree with that, and I think to a certain extent you have to see their point that there are very important emerging nations and who need to have a more, I think, integral role in discussions, especially at a global level, on things like governance, security policy, energy policy, etc.
And earlier, but before the panel session, we had the president of Slovenia, Danilo Turk, discuss really a number of issues, but he seemed miffed that the G20 and these power blocks really hadn't been able to move much forward in terms of sustainability at Copenhagen and in terms of the Millennium Objectives for poverty reduction and so on. Quite provocative.
Yes, it was, but I think in a discussion forum such as BLED Strategic Forum, it's a great forum for airing opinions like that and for really getting the debate going, because this forum, I think, shouldn't be treated as just a forum for muttering platitudes. It should actually be a forum for proper debate and proper discussion. And this year, I think, in particular, is very well represented by members from the BRIC trading bloc, or from the BRIC nations, and also from smaller countries. So it's a good forum for proper debate.
Okay, well, listen, I'll catch up with you later in the week, and we'll discuss the forum as it develops. Thanks very much indeed.